This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. If you're in the business of selling guns, watch out. The weapons of the law are pointed right at you. This case involved the question of whether a Kansas pawn shop owner could be held liable for selling a shotgun to a felon. Russell couldn't buy a firearm on his own because of previous convictions for attempted rape and attempted kidnapping, so he had his grandmother accompany him to a pawn shop, buy a gun in her name, and give it to him. She filled out paperwork that included a warning that it is a felony to buy a gun for another person. Once Russell had the gun, he took his son Zeus to his home and then called Zeus's mother and asked her to come over. She agreed, but before she arrived, Russell killed Zeus and then himself. Russell's grandmother, who was diagnosed with Alzheimer's shortly after the incident, said that Russell had promised her the gun would remain in her home. The court ruled there were enough facts to tip off the pawn shop owner and ordered the case to trial. So when it comes to selling guns to felons, you've got to give it your best shot not to do so. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.